Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, 10 days up of the month of Ramadan. The month of fasting is moving very, very fast. Subhanallah. Let's make sure we have not wasted our days. If we haven't done good enough during those days, we have even better days to come. So the second 10 are better than the first, and the third 10 are better than the second. In the third 10 lies a night, which is better than 1,000 months. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. That is a supplication, a dua taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we need to use it and call out to Allah with the same words. Oh Allah, you love to forgive, you are most forgiving, so forgive us. Subhanallah. If you were achieving forgiveness in this month of Ramadan, you've achieved everything. If you achieve freedom from hellfire in the month of Ramadan, you've achieved everything. If you achieve paradise and Jannatul Firdaus in this month of Ramadan, you've achieved everything. So every single night, Allah frees people from the fire. Every single night, He forgives them completely and wholesale. Let's spend a portion of the night in the obedience of Allah. Let's spend a portion of the day in the worship of Allah. Let's try to recite as much Quran as we can. Learn its meanings, put it into practice, become a better person, both in your character, your conduct, as well as in your religion and your closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful reminder. My brothers and sisters, there are a few days remaining of this wonderful month of Ramadan. Let's remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might not allow us to witness another Ramadan or even the end of Ramadan. So make peace with Allah before it is too late. My brothers and sisters, the winner is the one who prepares for the inevitable, which is death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away in a condition that He is pleased with us. Remember, would you like the mercy of Allah? Well then learn to be merciful upon others. Would you like the forgiveness of Allah? Well then learn to forgive others. Would you like the kindness from Allah? Well then learn to be kindness towards others. Would you like respect? Well then learn to respect your duties unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would you like Allah to remember you? Well then remember Allah all the time and He will be remembering you. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And remember me, I will remember you indeed, and be thankful and don't be ungrateful. Let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given us. We reach out to others, Allah will reach out to others. We want goodness from Allah, we need to be good towards the others whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. Remember, my brothers and sisters, our charities would never be charities if there were not people to accept those charities. So Allah created the rich and the poor so that acts of worship could be fulfilled either way. Subhanallah. Imagine if the poor did not exist. How would we be able to engage in the act of worship known as giving charity? Subhanallah. So therefore, some of our acts of worship are connected to the way we reach out to others. Hence, we will earn a reward when we are kind to others, when we speak to them with respect, when we are truthful, when we are loving, when we are sincere. These are the characteristics we have to develop. Read the Quran. Fulfill your salah by night. Fulfill your taraweeh. Everything else, this is an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, a good reminder. I pray that Allah allow us the witnessing of the last 10 nights of this Ramadan. And from among those nights, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the acceptance to witness the night that is better than 1,000 months. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. That night of decree is better than 1,000 months. May Allah forgive us all. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.